Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, Bianca here. Just wanted to let you all know that we have set up a Buy Me a Coffee account. What is Buy Me a Coffee? Well, it's a platform where you can donate as little as the cost of a coffee to our podcast. Your donation will go towards the running costs of this podcast. Our goal is to reach $480, which is the yearly cost of our platform host, Buzzsprout. You can find the link to our Buy Me a Coffee page on all our socials. So Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and Instagram. And also on our blog, www.fridaynightwinefight.blogspot.com or at www.buymeacoffee.com/FNWF podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Now on with the show. Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Amy.
I'm Bianca.
And I'm Sarah. We are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than to start a podcast while we're all living La Vida lockdown. Ooh. And now we're free.
Yes. Kinda.
Yes. No, we are. We're free.
Well, yeah. Except for like the shadow lockdown that we're all just living in secretly.
And the fact that we can't go to WA, but no one wants to go to WA.
It's going anyway.
No, Melbourne is just staying home. Like there is definitely a shadow lockdown. Like yes. People are just, yeah, they're just staying home. Too much COVID. Ew.
So much COVID. Well, I had my third injection today, so woo.
Tough. Superpowers, come at us.
Yeah. So we take aim at a topic each week with a bottle or three of wine or whatever I'm drinking, mainly Pepsi, and try to make some sense of it and my segments. So, ladies, what are we drinking?
I am drinking an Old Faith. Our Palazzo Rosé. It's quite delicious. I don't know. I remember the last time I got this thinking it was super dry, but it actually is real smooth. So I'm going to be shit-faced.
Yeah. Cool.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to that. Well, I too am drinking some sort of rosé. And it is just a Sarah special from my fridge. It's a Blossom. Yeah, well, I'm the only one who could possibly drink them. My daughter doesn't like them. So, yeah, it's on me. Blossom Rosé Sparkling Apple Cider from Strongbow. Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's not normal thing. I'm not a big cider person, but it is not so hot. It is just going down. Yeah. Oh, it's yelling timber.
Yeah. And I'm drinking Pepsi again because, well.
He doesn't love some peppers.
Yeah. I was going to call it peppers. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to call it peps because that's what me and my daughter call it.
Peps. Yeah. Have some peps.
So, yeah. So, Amy, what's our topic for tonight?
Okay. So, our topic for tonight is, hey, watch this movie, the Disney Plus edition. Yeah. Woo! This week, we thought we would do a second round of a topic we took aim at last year, being, hey, watch this movie. Basically, the premise is we could each nominate a movie for one of our other co-hosts to watch. The rules are simple. It has to be a movie that the co-host viewing it has not seen, and the co-host must report back on what she thought of it. Yeah. So this time around, we're going to focus on movies that we found on Disney Plus. Yay.
Yes.
Way too much time on Disney Plus.
Yeah, see, this is the trick. We're trying to find hard. Something. The three of us hadn't, well, at least one of us hadn't seen. It was hard. Yeah. It was real hard. Yeah. So, okay. Let's have a little chat about my movie I got to watch this week. So this week, Sarah picked a movie for me, but before I jumped off the roof, I thought I'd actually give it a go.
Yeah. And it wasn't Korean, just putting it out there.
Yeah. I don't have an issue with foreign movies. I have an issue with your taste in movies, no matter where I come from. So
my movies are amazing.
Anyway.
It's 50-50. Like, flip a coin, could be good, could be bad. You know?
It's a good 95-5. That's what it is for me. Anyway. This movie that I was assigned to watch is called Darby O'Gill and the Little People. Excuse me. Okay. So this movie was made in 1959 and stars Albert Sharpe as Darby O'Gill, Janet Munro as Katie, Darby's daughter, Sean Connery as Michael, the dashing gent from Dublin, and Jimmy O'Dea as King Brian, King of the Leprechauns. Yeah. Yes. So this is a children's movie, or it's a family viewing movie. Yeah.
One of my childhood favourites.
Yeah. She
so
has
be gentle.
She has talked about this movie on the podcast before, and we did drunkenly, both Bianca and I, promised to go watch it. I'm glad I didn't, because I got to watch it now. So yay, winner. Did well. So I could read you the synopsis from the Wikipedia page, but I decided to go out on my own and give you the version of what I thought the movie was about in my head. So here we go.
Okay.
Okay. So Darby and his daughter work for a lord in his summer house in Ireland, keeping the grounds, maintaining the house, blah, 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 blah. However, Darby spends most of his time telling tall tales down at the local pub in the small rural village where the summer house is. One day, the lord who owns the home decides to come and check on the property and has a young dashing man, Michael, with him from Dublin. Mm-hmm. Enter a very young Sean Connery. Oh, man. Oh. So hot. So damn hot. Oh, geez,
I think the degrees in this room just went up.
I thought I was having a hot flash. I did.
Yeah. Is this menopause already?
It really was. Jeez. Yeah. I had to put the fan on. Whew. His lordship explains to Darby that Michael will be taking over and that he and his daughter will be able to move into a house in town rent-free so Darby can live out his days. But Darby is not happy about this, mainly because he'll lose the income he was getting, which he used to piss up at the pub. Yeah, so this is a little bit of a problem for Darby.
Oh. So,
yeah, Darby tells Michael not to tell Katie about this. That evening, Darby goes to chase a horse that has escaped out of the barn. And Darby meets his old friend slash adversary, King Brian, who tells him that Darby is to come and live with him and his merry bunch of leprechauns since he's been kicked out of the Lord's house. Yeah. Darby and King Brian met back in the day, and King Brian tricks Darby out of 3 wishes he was actually bound to give Darby. Darby's concerned about how his daughter's going to go without him because she's not married, and this is like a way back in heyday, like no cars, horse and carriage kind of setting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he tricks King Brian and he escapes the little people. King Brian is pretty pissed off about this and confronts Darby. Darby gets King Brian real drunk and traps him in a burlap sack. Yeah.
As you do. Did he get I've done consent? That to Amy many times.
No. This is how I have trapped Sarah so many times. Anyway.
And vice versa.
Correct. This is how Sarah and I are often in burlap sacks. So, yeah. Anyway, so between Darby and his, what I'm calling the murder floof, it's a cat. It's clearly a murder floof. Between Darby and his murder floof, they force King Brian into giving him 3 more wishes in place of the wishes that he was tricked out of. Let's just say from this point in the movie, it's just all shenanigans.
Okay, yeah. So he has 6 wishes now.
No, see, he had 3 wishes back in the day. But see, King Brian had a few tricks up his sleeve and thought, this idiot. Okay, here we go. And he goes, you know what? I'm feeling generous. Why don't you have a 4th wish? And he's like, oh, a 4th wish? Now, look, I shit on Darby a bit in this section, but he's actually a fairly decent human, sort of.
Okay.
And he then decides to start wishing for pots of gold for all the people in town. So basically all the people that sit in the pub and listen to all his bullshit. Yeah, so he starts wishing for all these things for people. And King Ryan, then I didn't write it down, but there's like a saying, Sarah probably knows it. And basically, if you come across the King of the Leprechauns, he has to give you 3 wishes. But if you make a 4th wish, you lose all of the original 3 wishes.
Oh, yep. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
But
that old chestnut. I get it.
Yeah, Darby's a bit of a drunk and an idiot, so he forgot about that and just got too carried away by all the fortunes.
Oh, as you do.
Well, all these friends down the pub were going to get.
Don't give a drunk person an extra fucking choice. They'll take it.
But he didn't mean to wish it because the leprechaun's a smooth talker and they were just having a chat.
Yeah. Okay. See, I'll get to that.
Anyway. This is how Amy rates me into many things.
Exactly.
We were just having a chat, now I'm on the roof.
Yeah. See, it happens. It's not just me that pulls this shit on people, okay? It's shifty fucking leprechauns too, right? Yeah. Anyway, so he's down to 3 wishes.
Yep.
This time, he's not going to be tricked. So he doesn't want to listen to King Brian's rubbish. So this is why he's in a burlap sack. And so he can't escape either.
Cool.
Now, King Brian, while he's trapped on Earth, he can't really go back. So he's already said that he would give Darby the wishes. So he can't go back to Leprechaun Land. So he's trapped until he does the 3 wishes. Darby is not stupid. And he thinks, I'm going to take my time and figure out what I'm going to wish for that is going to help me look after my daughter and see me throughout the rest of my life. So he takes his sweet-ass time, which pisses off the leprechaun even more. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. Darby asked Katie what she wants, and he was really shocked to discover that she didn't want money or a big house. She was just kind of happy with the way things were. She had her friends. She had a little social life in town. Yeah, she was chilling. She was fine. Yeah.
Okay, yep.
So while Darby is off doing fuck knows what, Michael takes a shine to Katie and Katie to him.
Oh.
At this point in the film, I thought it was going to have one of those problematic love story plots where Katie was forced to choose between Michael and a local asshat named Pony. That actually is part of the story. Anyway.
Ah, Pony.
He literally is freaking Gaston out of Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, except props a bit taller. I don't know. Anyway.
And his mother's always got his back. Yeah.
Yeah. Back, hand up his ass, whatever. Anyway. Yeah. So, actually, I was really surprised by this. The movie actually is pretty good in terms of having Katie stand up for herself. And there's a line in the movie which I was actually really taken back with, and it was Michael being very dashing, and I just would have jumped in his arms and just got married on the spot. And he said something about being able to provide for something like that. And she basically turns around and gives him a faceful. And it's of the essence of, well, I was raised by a useless drunk. I can fend for myself. Like, go away. I don't need a man. And I was like, Jesus Christ, this came out in 1959. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Nice. Oops,
she was fierce. Loved it.
Oh, yeah. She was lovely. Oh, she wasn't a cranky mom. No, no, no. She was lovely. She wasn't taking no shit either. Yeah.
She gave him a face full with a smile.
Oh, yes, she did. And that was a lovely smile too. Yeah.
And he loved it.
He did. Yeah. In the end, Michael and Katie do fall in love. Yes.
Oh.
And Darby and King Brian work their shit out. Well, King Brian tricks Darby into thinking he's going to die, but in the end it all works out. Yeah, it's fine. It's sort of long and complicated what goes on between King Brian and Darby, but in the end, it actually doesn't matter. So what I loved about this movie is the shit Darby and King Brian put each other through, even though they're pretty much best mates. As the Irish would say, it was all in good fun. Yeah.
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 Well, they laughed about it. They had a giggle. I thought it was funny.
They tricked each other. They had a jaunty time.
And I mean, King Brian.
Banshee. Ooh, that whole Banshee thing.
I'm not getting into the Banshee thing. Actually, watch the movie. It's good. But when King Brian traps Darby in the leprechaun cave, he says to him, Darby's a bit pissed off, and he goes, let me out. And King Brian goes, why? Are you getting kicked out of your house? I thought you'd want to come and live here and party on with us and blah, 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 blah. And Darby said, I've been good to you. Do I tell everybody your tales? Do I make sure that they watch where they throw their washing water so that they don't do things to your house and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, yes. So they're actually friends. Just they pull shifty shit on each other all the time. So I feel this on a spiritual level. I get it. I get their friendship. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really loved this movie. And I wrote down some notes while I was watching this movie that helped me sort of pad things out. I'm just going to read them literally verbatim and you can make some sense of it.
Okay.
Leprechauns are shifty, but old Irish men are far worse.
Yep.
Right.
I am glad I watched this movie with subtitles on because there would have been parts I missed. My eagle ear daughter cannot hear me when she's standing next to me and I'm telling her to do something. But when that Bruno Vista Disney music comes on while I'm trying to watch a movie and she's just gone to bed, Mom, what are you watching?
She's down the other end of the fucking house. That's incredible.
You know what? She could have watched it with you.
I know, but I needed to watch it and pay attention. I didn't have time to watch it twice because I left it to the last minute. Surprise! I actually had to make sure that I watched this and paid some attention to it. Yeah. So I had to turn it all the way down and then I had to put the subtitles on so I could see what was going on. When I actually turned the sound on, I didn't understand what they were saying because Irish is hard. So I was glad I watched it with the subtitles. Otherwise, I would have missed a lot of parts of that movie. Yeah. I haven't seen it 1,000 times, so I would have missed parts. Okay. So I couldn't understand why there were no female little people. Mm. They were all men.
What were they? Are they like dwarves where the women look like the men? That's what I would figure.
Were off doing other shit because they don't have time to fucking stand around and get drunk.
Yeah, well, good point. Because somebody's got to run the fucking town and look after the kids.
Well, see, this is where I was pissed off because they were having a jolly good old time and they were having a party for Darby because they just captured him and announced that he was going to stay there. And they were all having a jolly good time and I couldn't see any female little people and I was like, they better not be doing all the work because that's crap.
Mm.
Knowing a little bit about the Irish culture, though, I doubt that that would have been the case. So I think it was just that what they did is they got a bunch of people as extras. And then with the magic of cinematography, they made it look like there was fuckloads more little people than there was. And then they just forgot to throw women in there. Whoopsie.
It is 1959, so.
Correct. Yeah. I think they were a little bit more focused on getting that right. So it didn't look shitty.
Yeah.
That's probably why. Again, Sean Connery, hot as fuck. Oh, yes.
Yes.
And did that song get stuck in your head?
I know the last line, but no.
Oh, okay, so it's just me.
Again, haven't seen the movie 400 times like you have, so it probably would. I am actually going to get my kid to watch this because I think she would really like it. My favourite line is said by Darby in the pub, and he exclaims in astonishment, "By all the goats in Kerry!" I am saying this all the time now.
I love that. I need to say that more too, just at work. Just like something goes wrong. By all the goats in Kerry.
And I at this point didn't realise Kerry was the name of the town. I figured she might have been a barmaid. Like I didn't know what was going on. I just thought it was hilarious. Kerry. Why are there goats in Kerry?
Why are there goats in Kerry?
Yeah.
How did they get in Kerry?
Does she need help? Like, is she okay?
This sounds like a medical emergency.
I was not sure. However, it was. So I remember that. Yeah. And then my last little tidbit, my thought, was Darby really has so much just handed to him. For an old drunk, he could have just ended up like the dad in Shameless. But pretty much everybody in his life wants the best for him. Even the lord that he works for. Like, the lord turns up and just says, and look, the property, the house is fine because that's what Katie takes care of. But the yard's a mess. It's just, like, it's a mess. And he's clearly doing nothing. The lord could have banished him from the property then and there. He didn't. he likes Darby and he knows he's just kind of a useless old drunk. So he
and
says,
and Darby's been there for years, so exactly. He used to do a good job. He used to do a good job, but he's gotten old.
And he's a drunk now, so. Even the Lord says to him, I've got you a nice little house. You and your daughter can live there, you know, and you can live out your days, assuming, obviously, that the amount of money that he used to pay Darby would probably cover his retirement. Didn't realise that Darby probably pissed it up down the pub. So that's a problem for Darby. Yeah. So he needs to try and show the Lord that he's capable of working. I don't know how well I would go trying to work the yardscape or the landscape with Sean Connery, as hot as he was, standing next to me. I think I'd be very distracted.
Yeah, but Darby didn't see it that way, so.
No.
Pretty but sure still, he would have been right.
He still peace farted around and didn't help. Michael was out there, but anyway. So, look, King Brian wants the best for him. His daughter still loves him and just cherishes him like a doting father. And he's an all right guy, but he's a bit useless. And like I said, could end up like Dad and Shameless, but everyone just wants the best for him, even his mates down the pub. The only person that pisses on him is Pony, but Pony gets his own in the end, so that's fine. Even the local town folk, they gather around and listen to his crap, and they love it. Everybody loves Darby. Yeah, but nothing seems to be good enough. And that's what King Brian's trying to tell him is, mate, you're never going to get what you want. You might as well just settle and be happy you've got a good life. So I think he gets it in the end. But, yeah, look, I could tell you more about this movie, but I really think you should watch it for yourself. This movie is actually really good, and thank you, Sarah, for assigning it to me.
You're welcome.
I think it's going to be my hangover movie tomorrow. I haven't seen it.
Don't. Every time you watch a movie when you're hungover, you shit on it and you hate it. That's good.
It is a really good movie.
No, I think I'll like it because I'll just sit there and ogle Sean Connery and then think about Sean Connery when he's not on scene.
Yeah.
So you'll have no idea what's going on. It's just all Sean Connery.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, that's right. Watch it when you're hungover. Don't put the subtitles on so you don't know what's going on. Good.
Done deal.
She'll be hungover. She'll understand every word.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm definitely in for that movie now. No, I need to see it.
It's cute. I actually thought it was going to be shit, and it wasn't. It was cute. I really liked it.
Oh. Yeah. Nah.
And it was Disney, wasn't it? Or is it not?
It's Bruna Vista. Back when that wasn't Disney.
That wasn't like, Disney, but okay. Disney,
not back in the day.
Not back in the day, no.
Is now.
But, yeah, Nana made me watch that when I was a kid because it's fucking Sean Connery. No.
Nana would have made you watch that movie for the same reasons I'm going to make my daughter watch that movie. Sean Connery's hot.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. And but, the Banshee that Amy didn't mention kind of creeped me out as a kid. Very well done.
I feel like, though, that with all the stuff that my kids seen, like she's seen Dementors in Harry Potter and stuff like that. I feel next to that.
Nowadays, kids are going to be like, oh, God, the CGI in this is just like shit. But as a kid in my era, it was amazing.
And my kid's going to think it's a freaking Dementor.
Yeah, we're sort of the last generation who could still appreciate those movies.
Yeah.
Now, like, the next generation is just like, no, why is this so shit?
I can see why. Is there wires? There is no wires.
Stop it. You're ruining the movie. I will drop kick you. Put you into this world. I'll bring you out of it. That's all right.
That's next episode. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dang.
Oh, dang.
It's got real dark in here.
Yeah. Let me turn on the light. I'm scared.
So moving on.
Yes. I can see you've written a lot. I'm so excited.
This is going to take forever, people. You have no idea. So my movie was chosen by Bianca.
Yes.
And is Down Periscope. Which I thought I had seen, but I don't think I had. But I could have. I don't know.
You've seen Sergeant Bilko, you've seen Major Payne. It's all pretty much the same movie.
Yeah,
very similar. Yeah. So this one was released in 1996. This movie was okay.
Yeah.
It was sufficiently funny.
Yep, agreed. Yeah. It does what it has to. It makes you laugh.
It does. Yep. It made me giggle. I purposely did not watch this at work so I could focus on the movie. So I watched it at home. I didn't do anything. Oh. I watched it full concentration on this movie.
Oh, it didn't need it. It's fine.
Yeah.
So it didn't need that level.
So the whole premise of it, it's Lieutenant Commander Tom Dodge, played by Kelsey Grammer, is assigned as a captain to a USS Stingray, an old diesel
diesel-driven
an old diesel-driven submarine that has seen better days.
It's a shit
with
show.
His crew that consists of only weird guys and a girl, which is Lauren Holly.
Yeah. Hilarious.
He's headed up against the atomic-powered USS Orlando with the mission to destroy a dummy battleship.
This is in War Games between the Navy. Yeah. Yeah. So it's not real. So
he can actually get a promotion and a better submarine.
Correct, Killy. That's right. You correct her.
It was funny. Yep. It has Rob Schneider in it.
Yes. And he's funny. He's pretty funny
for the whole 10 minutes that he was in it.
This is back when, like, personally for me, this is back when he was actually funny. Like, I rewatched this movie. Like, I watched it again when I gave it to you because I was like, I know I've seen it. Like, I definitely have seen it. But I couldn't remember parts of it. Like, in my mind, all I can remember was Louis scene.
That was funny.
So when I rewatched it, I did the same thing. Went, oh, my God, Rob Schneider. Yes, that's right. He used to be funny.
I reckon I've seen this movie about 400 times.
Me too. But, yeah, I could barely remember it aside from Louis.
Yeah, no, I like the scene. I don't know. For some reason, the scene where the guy has to pretend he's a whale.
Yes!
Really?
Yes!
Fucking got to me. That was just hilarious.
Dying.
Or whatever it is. Yeah. And he kind of walks around like a chicken.
When Kelsey Grammer's doing the fucking signals and he's just copying him but not quite. Yes. Oh, fucking dying. I was dying. So funny.
Yeah.
No, make the fucking sounds. He's putting it the cassette tapes. Oh, God.
And Lauren Holly, she's in Ford Fairlane and she's funny in that too. She always plays this ditzy kind of character, but in this, she's actually really smart. She really should have a better job than what she does, but it's this whole thing that because she's a woman, she's on a submarine. But Kelsey Grammer actually respects her, and it doesn't make her the butt of all the jokes. And
no.
She does often roll her eyes and just go, oh, dickheads. Yep. So I feel that. But her comedic timing in this movie is really good.
Yes. It's
very good. And the fact that, she plays someone very straightforward.
Yeah.
Very serious. But then she's got that hint of comedy to it. It's just brilliant. She did absolutely excellent character.
You can tell that the character obviously loved shenanigans back in the day, but now she's, like, supposed to be in charge of the other idiots. Then she probably needs to pull her shit together. I feel this on a deep spiritual level. Look,
I don't blame her for being kind of annoyed at them. I too would hate it if they took my clothes and gave me something that was a little smaller.
Oh my God, that's so funny. She's walking, like pretending to walk. Obviously, it's acting. The way she's walking was just fucking perfect.
But doesn't Kelsey Grammer like tell him off and go, I'll get you another uniform. Yes. You don't have to put up with this shit. And she basically goes, no, I'll deal with it. It's fine.
I'll deal with it.
I got this.
And then she stiff leg walk back onto the ship.
I enjoyed it. It was sufficiently funny.
It's funny enough to put on at 3 o'clock in the morning when we're trying to find something to watch when we're driving.
Yes. Absolutely.
It is a great drunk movie. Yeah. And the whole YMCA, in the Navy. Brilliant.
And it's got Rip Torn in it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the old commander, isn't he?
On Tom Dodger's side.
Yeah.
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 It's funny. And William H. Macy.
It's
yeah.
got a lot of people in it.
Yeah. It's got the dad from Shameless, as we mentioned before.
Actually, with William H. Macy, that scene where Dodge actually wins the games.
Yeah.
And William's standing there and the guy next to him kind of looks at him, and then William H. Macy hands him a fiver. Just hands him over the money, like, fucking win. Like, they knew all along what was going to happen.
Yeah. I love these movies, and they were very much in line with 90s movies that we watched. You know, the underdog, you've always got, like, just the band of merry idiots on your team, and then somehow they come out triumphant. I love it.
When the idiots band together, there is nothing they can't achieve.
See, that's what I've been telling you.
Yes, it had really good messages to send across. Like, even the scene where the guy, Sonar's guys doing the whale voices. Yeah, like, Kelsey Grammer walks up to the guy who wants to be kicked out. He's like, you could have made a sound then. He goes, yeah, but I'm in it to screw myself, not in it to screw everyone.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, that's right. When you're in a team, you work together. Teamwork make the dream work.
And who's not up for rando shenanigans? Come on.
Yes.
This is fun.
Yeah. As if you'd want to leave this situation anyway. Like, he was having a great time.
If you wanted to piss off your dad, who's some sort of commander or something like that, but you also wanted to get a paycheck and still have some fun, I definitely would want to be on the submarine.
Yes.
Definitely.
This is the one I want to be on.
Yeah,
especially when they dress up like pirates to kick people off.
This is so good.
If Kelsey Grammer in this movie, if only I could be the manager that he was. Yeah.
See, the thing is, when I think of him, I never think comedy. He's a serious actor. Serious roles.
Nah, Fraser. No. Cheers.
Yeah, I know.
He was never serious. I don't understand what serious Kelsey Grammer looks like.
Frasier's freaking hilarious.
Oh, it is. he's such a serious actor. I'm like, yes, he's a serious actor. And then he does, like,
Cheers.
I haven't really watched Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, God, I love Cheers.
Oh, Cheers. Cheers is great. It's just my Cheers.
Young Woody Harrelson and Ted Danson and a very, very sassy, what was her name, that was married to Danny DeVito? Oh, best show ever. Kirstie Alley.
Yeah.
The two drunk guys on the end of the bar just keep taking shit off each other. It's awesome. And then Kelsey Grammer, who doesn't think he should be drinking in this divey bar because, well, he's better than that, but he's not. He's just as the rest of them.
Yeah. All right. So, back to movies we have chosen. Bianca.
Oh, up to me. All right.
Yes, we're up to you. Let me
take a sip of my drink.
Because my part was super long.
Yeah, it really was. I was struggling. I'm struggling. I'm here in my cell. All right. So, I was tasked with watching Alien versus Predator from Amy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right. What I have is a free flow of my notes while I was watching the movie.
Oh, shit.
Good.
Yep. Yeah. I started off trying to make it a bit more sentencey. So the first real note I have is actually quite long. The rest of them are one-liners because I was like, I got annoyed with having to pause and type. So I had to type fast, and I do type at above average speed, but I was trying to watch the movie, so no
she's
pausing.
She's Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, just went through it. So first off, I did love this movie, okay? Just saying it there, Just straight out. Freaking loved it. Yeah. All right. So it starts off ominous, right? And then like, boom, unidentified heat signature. And I was fucking in. I'm like, yes, unidentified heat signature. Let's definitely go to wherever that is and find out. Like, that is our directive right now. Why aren't we heading there? Right. And then it just changes. Obviously, I'm like, okay, yes, we need people. All right. So then it changes this chick on a mountain. I'm like, okay, she must be one of the crew. She's going to be employed. And, you know, it's Nepal. I knew that because it flashed up on the screen. And, like, there's fuckloads of snow, her boots slipping, and it's, it, you know, it's pretty fucking precarious at this point. Like, yeah. And I'm just sitting there and I'm, like, thinking, lady, you are up a mountain without a Stallone. And I was just giggling to myself.
Right?
Up a mountain without a Stallone.
If you were going to do this stupid mountain climbing crap, you always take a Stallone with you.
Right. Yeah. And like, listen, you know, it might be brilliant or maybe it was all the wine talking it, but I actually love that saying more than up shit creek without a paddle. Yep. Yep. You are up a mountain without a Stallone. Yep. No we're more shit creeks. That. No more paddles. Mountain Stallones, yep.
Yeah. By and all the goats and Kerry. By all and the lady, you were up a mountain without a Stallone.
Yes. Yes. And MI7 can fuck off.
Yeah.
We're fucking on to you. Yeah. You cannot steal our shit, new fella. So, yes, that was the biggest chunk of notes that I made this entire thing. So, all right. Creepy billionaire enlist elite crack team. Take it from that what you will. Are the predators in the pyramid or are the aliens in the pyramid? This will make sense later. Ooh, southern. Yeah, but I didn't know that time. Ooh, southern lights. You can see that from Tasmania.
She would have known that, Sarah, if she had have watched The Predator more than 400 times because when they press the buttons, you can see their fingies.
No, you don't see any of that yet.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, you see it now. Cool shot of moon and earth. And then you see the predators in the ship. So, ooh, must be the aliens because the predators are headed to the pyramid. See? Right. Yeah. Yes, I said. It'll make sense later. Yeah. Oh, my God, Tommy Flanagan, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
FYI, blonde tips on Tommy Flanagan, not a good look.
No.
It was 2010, I think, this movie was made, came out.
Nah, 2004, mate. Like it was way past the 90s. It was not making a comeback yet.
It was way past the 90s. Like, why did he have blonde tips? It's Tommy fucking Flanagan. Why would you do that to him? Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Down the hole you go.
Yeah. Ooh, romance vibes. So the black chick Max, the edgy lesbian chick from they were having some romance.
Oh, man.
Anyway. Yeah,
she's so fucking cool too. Like, and she's like, "We're hiking. Why are you taking a gun?" And she's like, "Well, it's like a condom. I'd rather take it and not need it than need it and not have one."
Yes. Yeah.
She's just cool.
So my picture did not. Yep. So I fact checked this guy. The hottie dig guy says.
The archaeologist. Yeah.
Yeah, the archaeologist, Hottie Dig Guy. I refer to him as Hottie Dig Guy a lot.
What do you do for a living? I dig.
Yeah, he digs. Yeah, Hottie Dig Guy. I have to go to my folder. My picture didn't fucking paste. That's annoying. Where's AVP? AVP. Okay. So he says La Luna del Cacciatore, which he says means the hunter's moon. So I quickly Googled that. Yes, it does. Fact checked. Yes, fact checked. It translates exactly. Oh. Oh, no. I don't want the nerdy guy to die. It's okay. He's a penguin.
He's a penguin, dude.
Yep.
Take a breath.
It's okay. I slightly panicked for the nerdy guy. Yeah. Looks like the predators are done with their mind meld and are ready for action.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, that was a scene of the ship where they're sitting there and they're, yeah, it's a mind meld. If you don't know what a mind meld is, I can't explain it to you without hand movements. This does not work well for a podcast, just saying.
They make this noise, which I can't make.
Yeah.
It's kind of
they're sitting in a circle, and they're sitting in a circle with a plinth in the middle, and they're just like, I don't know. It's weird.
It's a Furby noise.
Yeah.
It's definitely a Furby noise. Yeah. But I can't do it.
Yeah. My next note is, are they really abseiling down 2,000 feet? Wait, how deep below the surface is it? You think they have some sort of Game of Thrones wall elevator situation? Like,
yeah, but they get there and they're like, ah, some bastard dug it for us. This is fine.
Yeah, so that's weird. Anyway, predators assemble.
Yeah.
Yeah. My next note is that aliens have left the Matrix. Yeah. And my next note is just, oh my fucking God, that's the grossest shit I've ever seen.
Was that an alien?
Yeah, so I think from memory that was the alien, because they're just leaving the Matrix, and but there's like goo and stuff, and they're just like, and like stretching their legs out of shit, and it's just like, that is so fucking gross.
And you've seen some gross shit, and yeah. I didn't think that was gross.
No, it was real gross. Hot archaeological dig guy solves math before homely engineer. Come on, we are better than this. The next ones are great. Or not. Shoot it dead. Oh, holy shit. So that was
all within 2 minutes of each other.
Yeah. So an egg opened and I'm like, shoot it. It was just an egg in the room. And they're like, what the fuck is that? And it opens. And I'm like, oh, nah. And then it opened and like the hot lesbian chick, she has a gun. I'm like, shoot it dead. Like fucking
she
shoot
tries.
It.
She shoot tries.
No.
It's too late. And it jumps on
then
her
it hit. Yeah. Oh, holy shit. Yeah. The movie rooms is so cool. So the whole pyramid just starts moving. I really like that. It's very Harry Potter-esque.
Yeah, like the cube.
Oh, it is. It's like the fucking cube, Sarah, and it's just full of aliens, and the predators come down to play shifty cunts and games.
Yeah. So I actually thought it was really cool and really well done. Yeah, because it didn't matter how the rooms moved because it was this weird pyramid. So you couldn't really work out where they were anyway to work out how the rooms would have moved around. So there was no sort of debunking where they were.
Nah, it's too hard.
And that was good. Yeah. And I like that. It wasn't like the cube where you go, hold on, but if I come down there, they should have ended up here. This actually makes no sense. So, yeah, in that way, I actually thought it was really, really good. That was well done.
They also don't know. They know how wide it is, and they have a rough idea of how tall it is. Yeah. But they don't know for sure. So it could move anyway. They have no idea. So there is no debunking this.
Yeah, exactly. So, yep, that shit was
fuck
cool.
Off, nerds. You can't do it.
Fight me. Fight us. You have taken all of us.
Yeah.
Next one is, oh, shit, Chibs is going to get eaten.
And he did. Yep.
It did. 100% of all CGI budget went into the one scene of the aliens' quivering lips, and that one scene came up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
It's the same scene, and I'm pretty sure they used it for aliens movies as well. So.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's where all the CGI budget went. I mean, it's good. It's good, but... Yeah, it was like those crap movies that Sarah and I really like where they show the one image of the shark swimming around.
Yeah.
Every time they go to the shark, it's that one. Yeah.
That one scene. And you're like, has he not moved yet?
Yeah, this is real getting dangerous. Yeah.
5 hours later.
Yeah. So my next note is, this bitch ain't scared of shit. Who goes full attack on a predator? Like, who sees a predator and just runs at them with a pickaxe? Like, she ain't scared of shit. Yeah.
Why not?
Make it rain.
Money.
What's that again? Oh, that was the alien got the tip of his tail cut off and he's just squirting shit everywhere. So I wrote,
It's like make a it rain. Broken glow stick, mate. It's just everywhere.
Yeah. Don't go down the hole. What the fuck, Master Hunter, my ass. Called it. Just called it. Yeah. Leave Wayland behind for fuck's sake.
Oh,
the creek billionaire. Yeah. Right. Just leave him behind.
Just leave him behind.
Yeah. And then my next one, oh my God, free CT scan. Billionaires get way too much for free. Let them spend their money. Just, yeah. I didn't need to see his cancer. We all knew he was dying. Nobody needed to see his cancer. Anyway, that was pointless. We knew he couldn't fucking breathe. He knew. Right. Yeah. Run like the floor is lava. take that, face hugger. Yeah. And alien. Don't take your mask off. Far out, some master race. Yeah.
Yeah. They're a bit fucked.
Too much of like living on the edge of danger. Like, I'll just take my mask off. Nothing can kill me. No, no, bitch, please. Lots of things can kill you. I've seen several movies. Yeah. Keep your mask on.
See, this is the thing, and I feel like it's a really good message for the people out there today. Keep your mask on. There's things out there can kill you. Just keep it on.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look, Hottie Dig has finally figured out the hieroglyphics. This would have saved so much time done earlier. it was over an hour into the movie, and I'm like, you're specialized in that. Like, everybody was picked for their special talents. Yours was pyramids. You couldn't work out the hieroglyphics sooner.
There was a lot of pressure.
There were face huggers on the wall. Like, for fuck's sake.
Going down, mate. Like, he's just panicking, okay?
He really was panicking.
Was it Egyptian hieroglyph?
It was hard.
It's a
mixed bag. It's a mixed bag. Explosion. That's right. This is Egyptian. This is from Cambodia. The aesthetics. This is from this. This is from that. Yeah. So explain.
You've got all these different hieroglyphics, and when you stick them all together, they could be saying whatever because you've got all different translations.
See, it's like trying to work out this podcast, trying to work out the three of us. It's like, what the fuck is this?
One's speaking English, the other one doesn't know what she's speaking, and I'm speaking gibberish because I can't talk normally.
Yeah. My next note is, okay, that's too many aliens. So when he was reading the hieroglyphics, they flashed back in time to when we used to worship the predators, and it also had like this one other planet which they completely destroyed, and it was just like at every person on the planet, it turned into an alien. I'm like, that's too many aliens. Oh, shit, face hugging chips.
Oh, yeah.
Finally found out what happened to him, even though we really knew what was going to happen.
We knew.
Come on, smart guy, get the gun, shoot it, shoot the fuck out of it. Oh, you are so fucked. Because he's stuck to the wall and he's got his arm out and it's like tiny arm because he couldn't really reach. He finally gets the gun, he shoots that one face hugger, and then he looks and realizes there's 100 eggs.
Yep.
Yeah.
You need all the fire, burn it down.
Yeah. Again, too many aliens, please eliminate three. I'm not a crackpot. Jump! Yeah. Oh, fuck. I don't know. Bye, Hottie Dig guy.
Yep. Yeah, he died.
Yes, queen, slay.
Yep.
Yeah.
She got her shit together and she figured out which team she needed to be on. So, yeah.
Exactly. Baby mouth is hilarious. So, yeah, we got our first shot of baby mouth coming out at Max's face.
Oh, yeah, that's awful. Yeah. I hate that. It's like one of my most hated things about the aliens.
It's just so funny. Every time it happens, like I've seen all the aliens, I've seen all the predators. Anyway, every time that happens, it's funny, I've seen all the aliens and the predators, but not Alien versus Predator. Like, this was legit my first time seeing it. It's crazy.
Because I watched this movie before I watched any Alien or Predator.
Oh, I've got to watch the second one now, Requiem, whatever it is. Anyway, so
Requiem,
that's it.
Yeah.
It's not Requiem for a Dream. No.
It's shit. Don't bother.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm going to have to. So Baby Mouth just cracks me up. My next note is Mama is mad. She mad. She was really mad.
Yeah.
And, well, I like this one. Here's some sticks and shit for your protection.
And a head. I'll just cut it off this dead dude. Hang on a second.
She gets a stick with a pointy thing and she gets a head for a shield. And I think that's pretty cool. He even shows her that it's acid proof. I like that.
But he doesn't talk. He just does it with mime. See, people talk too much these days. He just shows
exactly.
It. Don't fucking explain it. Don't put your fucking mansplaining in there. Just point and drop the blood. She gets it. Moving on.
Yeah. And I just, it really warmed my heart. Like, sticks and shit. He gave her sticks and shit. Oh. I mean, a chainsaw would have been good for her protection too, but, sticks and shit.
Yeah, but he still couldn't fully trust her because, she gave him the gun and it was his, it was a predator gun, but she couldn't fire it. It had to be connected to his little shoulder pad, dearly. So he didn't know if he could really trust her, so just give her a pointy stick and a head. Let's just see how this works out.
Personally, I feel like it was a sign of love.
Yeah, I think it really was. It was a sign of love. This is definitely a love story.
Yes.
Between me and predators. Yes. I love them out so much.
Yeah. Let me feel the goo. Yep, that's a goo.
Yeah, that's a goo.
Yeah. He just bent down and touched his goo and then Laz, shook it off his hand and was just like, I don't know what you were expecting. Like, just looking at it from head height to the ground looks like goo. Bending down to touch it didn't make it any less goo.
He was trying to impress her. You know, like they're doing those like hunting shows and like trying to crack shit and they have no fucking idea what's going on.
Is it cold goo?
Right.
How long has the goo been sitting here?
Is it goo or is it a turd? Better taste it, right?
Oh, that's Russell Coit. That was way past Steve Irwin. It was definitely Russell Coit.
That was all bullshit. They knew that they could only walk one way because the fucking maze kept moving. He was just trying to impress her.
This is definitely Max's bit, right? Let me work as quietly as possible, then yell out person's name. Like, damn, bitch, are you just looking for action? Like, she's just creeping along like, oh, fuck, something's going to eat me. And then she just starts yelling out someone's name. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this defeats the purpose if you fucking just walking along quietly.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't take a shot of the predator at that time, but he would have been going, fuck's sake, mate.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just
blew our position. Fuck hell.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You were given sticks and shit for a reason. Put the gun down.
You're not at that level, darling. Put it down.
Yeah. And this just next one is just reload. Just reload. Because she shoots Huddy Dig guy. And then you know it's inside him because the predator's seen the thing moving around inside him, like some epic barley bug. And just fucking reload and reshoot. That thing's gonna fucking come out. And walk away.
Doesn't she shoot him in the head too?
She does.
That's going to kill him.
Yeah.
And the predator's like, dickhead. Yeah. And then has to shoot him in the chest so the alien fucking doesn't come out. And then that fucking thing escapes anyway. So,
Then my next one's like, snort. Because the thing shoots out of his chest and the predator just catches it and just snaps its neck.
And then goes like this, like a lion. It goes,
yeah. Yeah.
It just like shakes its head like, ew.
Yeah. So, my life, that was snort. Mama has left the Matrix. So, she's out now too. Yeah. And she's pissed as shit.
She's a big cunt too. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she seems kind of metal, which is weird. But, yeah.
She's the Godzilla of aliens. Yeah.
Yas. Yeah. I don't know what yas is, but yas. There was a sled to get up and down this whole time. What the fuck?
There was later.
Yeah, but
then it was obvious. So they didn't have to carry it.
Yeah, but they could have just set that up and then taken the sled down. Like, that was silly. Anyway, Dora voice, we did it! So the two of them standing on the edge of the thing, they've blown up the pyramid from the inside. And I just, all I hear is doo, 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 doo. Yep, we got it through the pyramid. We got it through the door, up the chute. Yay! Oh,
and everybody in our team died for both of us. You had two more predators and you lost those bastards. And yeah. I had a whole team. Oh, well. New friends, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. New friends. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. We've been through a lot. This is pretty much our Budapest. Want to get branded?
Yeah. Let's get matching branding.
Yeah. Yeah. As you do. Yes. And predator respect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Mama survived. Fucking how?
Yeah.
She just fucking comes out of that hole. I'm like, get back in your hole. Anyway, teamwork.
I think that's where it came from.
So help me.
And the thing against me, that like, is she dead? She goes down into the water and ice water or whatever, Antarctica, and just straight down. And because she's got this big heavy thing, she's tied to it, so she's. Can they breathe underwater? Like, that's not a confirmed thing that water will kill them. So she's just going to the bottom of the ocean, technically still alive.
And she's frozen. So this is a problem, as we know from all sci-fi movies, is that you didn't burn the body. This is what you got to do with these cunts. You have to, you can't send them
decapitate
the ocean.
Them. Like, just make
burn
sure.
Burn all the things.
Yeah. Yeah. And then my next note. We're almost finished. We're almost at the end of the movie, peeps. Wait, were those guys there the whole time? Like, what the fuck? Couldn't help out at all. Like, just fucking chilling back with their boxes of popcorn, just like, yeah, this is good. We can fuck off anytime we like because we're invisible. Like, I just, that was a bitch move. Like, you know.
They were there just in case shit got too wild. And it didn't get too wild. It was fine. So they were just there in case it got real wild.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they just magically appear. And then the head dude's like, now, bitch, don't lose this sticks and shit. It's all the love we have, okay? Yeah. He's just looking at her and just handing her the sticks and shit. Like, don't fucking lose this one, bitch. Yeah. And I'm like,
this is a talking stick. Yeah. You can only talk when you have this stick, so yeah.
Now my last one is what alien predator hybrid how? Because they didn't get more human coming out of humans.
So the predator got attacked by one of the aliens, had a face sucky dealy, and it managed to impregnate him. By the time he ripped it off, it was too fucking late. That's happened in a lot of the Aliens movies.
Yeah,
they
but
think
when,
they're okay.
But then, but when the alien came out of that predator, it had the extra predator bits on the mouth.
Yes, because it's a hybrid.
Fucking why? That's what I mean. Like, they're coming out of these humans. They're not coming out more human.
No, because it's because they're aliens. Aliens and aliens. We are, like, the lowest of the low species.
But that makes no sense. They should evolutionary come out at least a little bit more human at some point.
Yeah, we're the lowest of the low, mate. Like, you don't, you don't fuck with humans. We can evolve, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we can. Darwin proved that. Yeah, so that was my only gripe. Like, what is this hybrid?
So they just, they've chosen not to cross genetic.
Well, in that's what I thought. But then I watched Alien Resurrection and I just went, oh, damn. And that will answer all your questions, Bianca. Watch the rest of the Aliens movies.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for my daughter to catch up. She's at number 3. So, yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah. So, yeah. She's doing okay. She's very, very scared.
Oh,
she's
God.
Doing okay.
If she's scared of that, she should watch fucking Predator. That shit's terrifying.
Oh, Yeah, so that was my thoughts while watching Alien versus Predator, and you know what, loved it. But I love the franchises, so yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think that we should definitely do a bit of a mashup with this Alien versus Predator, but throw like Sigourney Weaver in there, throw Arnie in there, throw that dude who was Murtaugh in Lethal Weapon, throw all the people that have been in the movies, just throw them all in there, see what happens.
Yes. Exactly.
They're exactly. Like
Celebrity Big Brother. Yes.
Not Celebrity Big Brother. It's like Survivor All Stars.
Yes. Correct. Yeah.
You're voted off the island, but instead of like having a flame extinguished, you get an open heart surgery. It's great.
Or one of the big dealy fucking predator dudes comes and takes your sticks and shit.
Yes.
And snaps them and says, no more sticks and shit for you. Hoity toity.
Yeah. Not possible. Well, I've had so much fun researching this topic, as I have done with the rest of the topics for this year. Not make stupid jokes. However, we would love some topic suggestions from our listeners. If you have any if you have any topics that you would like us to discuss, or you know, any particular story in general, hit us up at Friday Night Wine Fight at gmail.com or Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, Tumblr, something and something else. We'll be there.
Send a raven. I don't know what you're waiting for.
Yep.
Fox it.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that bird to just rock up, to be honest.
I'm waiting for my fox.
And if it doesn't peck your eyes out, I wasted good money.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, well, guaranteed. We'll come back and it'll peck your eyes out, trust me.
I know. Shifty bastard.
So to everyone who has listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time in listening to our utter rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that you have found it entertaining and are not using any of the facts. Yes, actually use these facts because they're just personal opinions. Yeah. And, you know, watch these movies. Just watch them.
Do it.
Yeah. And if a predator ever gives you some sticks and shit, fucking take it and don't lose it. Don't put it down. Just don't. It's disrespectful.
If the predators come, don't attack them. They're here for something else. Give them their guns and follow them around like a lost puppy. Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Look, if a predator's going to stop mid-fucking-hunt to make you fucking sticks and shit, like craft night, mid-hunt, take it. Don't lose it.
Film it. That's send it to us. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. Or just buy yourself a protection chainsaw. Maybe the predator will help you use it. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give your protection chainsaw to the predator. Trust me, he or she is much better off with it than you fucking are.
Amen. Probably. So, with that, night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.